It's time for Trinity Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Daily Express, JFC Staffing, TJ's Car Wash, and Klein Law Office. Now let's take it out to Giant Center with Steve Levy, Brian Kaiser, and John Wilsbach.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Giant Center. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, John Wilsbach. We are here courtside for the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship. Tonight, the Trinity Shamrocks, the three-time defending 2A basketball champions, will take on Lancaster Mennonite. The Blazers, a team that they beat last year in the semifinals of the 2A tournament. They met earlier in December. Trinity lambasted them by 25, but that was December. This is March, and the Blazers are here on the Giant Center floor for the district championship game.
They are indeed, and deservedly so, because this team has gotten hot since playing through conference, undefeated in LL3, which before everyone says, oh, that's the lowest of them. Well, remember, Lancaster Catholic made their way to the 4A championship game, and Mennonite swept them. Undefeated in divisional play, knocked out by 11 in the LL playoffs, but that was just one of three losses on the season for this squad, who at the time is 23-3. That other loss that you mentioned, though, to Trinity, you've got Trinity as a team that the height the first time that they had, their length really gave Mennonite trouble. Look for them to try to exploit that advantage, and because of that, because the Blazers do not start anyone taller than 6'3", that means that Sean Good, as he usually is a guy with all eyes on him tonight. Not the biggest offensive threat, but he's a guy who's going to really dictate a lot of things on the defensive end of the floor.
And you look at another result earlier in the year for this Lancaster Mennonite team. They lost to York Catholic 59-40. That's a 19-point loss.
Uh-huh.
And they turned it around and beat the Irish in the semifinals. So
they did indeed. I mean, and you look at that, and you also look at the fact that this is a team that is also on the season knocked off Mechanicsburg, who just happens to be in the 5A championship game. So if you look at the quality of opponent that these two teams have played on the season and have beaten on the season, you can really argue that this may be the top level that you've got as far as talent-wise. Maybe the possible exception of the 6A, because both these teams have knocked all 4A, 5A teams in the championship games coming up later this week.
We'll take timeout. When we come back, we'll talk to Larry Koslak, the head coach of the Trinity Shamrocks. Again, it's Trinity and Lancaster Mennonite Boys, AAA Boys Basketball Championship. Back after this. This is Trinity Shamrocks Basketball on WMSS.
Trinity High School will be holding an open house for potentially interested students and their families on Sunday, March 19th, from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Trinity is located at 3601 Simpson Ferry Road, Camp Hill. You can reach Devin Bond at 761-1116 for more information. This message brought to you by Daily Express, proud Trinity supporters.
This Trinity game is brought to you in part by JFC Staffing Companies. Need a job? Need an employee? JFC Staffing Companies. Locally owned and nationally ranked. With offices in Camp Hill, Harrisburg, Carlisle, York, Lancaster, and Chambersburg. Their website is jfcstaffing.com. Congratulations on a great season, Trinity, from your friends at JFC Staffing.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Steve Leedy along with Larry Koslak, head coach of the Trinity boys basketball team. First of all, Coach, congratulations. Back to the district championship game. It never gets old playing here at the Giant Center in March.
Absolutely not. And I'm really proud of what our kids have accomplished to date, and we're just happy to be here.
Let's talk about the senior class, the three seniors you have on your team. This class has always won the district title the last 3 years, and here they have the opportunity to close it out here tonight.
Yeah, they could be the second group to get this done. You know, we've done it once before, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but I know that our kids have worked very, very hard like their kids have, and whoever goes out there and plays the best tonight will win the basketball game.
Talk a little bit about the division that you're in, the Mid-Penn Capital, obviously represented by you here tonight, Middletown tomorrow, Milton Hershey made the 5A semifinals. Let's talk about the overall competition this year in the division.
Well, yeah, it was very strong. And then you got teams like Camp Hill and Steel High to add to that list that were dangerous. And I'm very happy for Chris and his kids and wish them the best of luck tomorrow. It's been a banner year for Middletown Athletics. And, of course, our friends down at Milton Hershey with Mark and company, they just have a heck of a team. We had two great games with them as well, and we wish them the best going forward in this state tournament. Then you got Harrisburg, Carlisle, East. You know, there's a lot of mid-Penn teams still playing, and that's the way that's what we like to see at this time of year.
This is the first year of a six-class system. What's your overall opinion of the change from four to six?
You know, it is different. It's going to take time to get accustomed to it. My biggest concern, and I'm too old school, I guess, but we sit around a lot. You know, we've condensed the seasons such that, you know, everybody has to play multiple three-game weeks, which is, you know, I think is very unfortunate with high school kids. College kids don't do that, but we do. And it's almost like a major college or NBA schedule. And then come playoff time, we have all this time in between games. It's not there yet. They'll have to tweak it, and I hope they do the right things going forward.
You play against Lancaster Mennonite, a team that you faced earlier this year. You beat them by 25 earlier in the season. That was way back in December, but March is a little different than December.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about that game, then you're being foolish. That game was the last year as far as I'm concerned. And the bottom line is they're very good. They've won 23 basketball games. They have a number of kids that can put the ball in the basket. And we're going to have a great defensive game to be in position to win.
Any one particular thing that you're looking at tonight for being the key to the game?
We need to challenge them and on the perimeter and not allow them to get open looks. That's number one. Number two, we have to defensive rebounds. And three and four, they're always constant. You got to make your layups. You got to make foul shots. We can win those four. I think I like our chances that we'll have a shot to win it at the end.
All right, and finally, Coach, is everybody healthy?
We're all healthy.
Very good. Good luck tonight, Coach.
All right, thanks, Steve.
And that was Steve Leedy earlier with Trinity head basketball coach Larry Kostolak. And we are getting introduction right now of the two teams. And let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's game. The visitors, Lancaster Mennonite, 23-3 under ninth-year head coach Jeff Groff. Their starting lineup tonight, 6'3 junior Isaac Beers, who averages 10.5 points per game, transferred last year from Lampeter Strasburg. Carter Hurst is a 5'10 junior, averaging almost 7 points per game, but saves his best performances for their toughest games. His high-scoring games this year were against Mechanicsburg and against Lancaster Catholic, two of the best teams they've played. John Gillespie, a 5'11 junior, averaging 9 points per game. Timmy Stefanoski, a 6'1 senior, averaging 7 points per game. And the leading scorer of Lancaster Mennonite, Javon Terry. He's a 6'3 senior, almost 15 points per game, missed the entire 2016 season with a right shoulder injury, which required surgery preseason, didn't get to play, and he has made up for lost time by being this team's leading scorer coming in tonight. Their opponent wearing the home whites, it's the Trinity Shamrocks, 21-3 under veteran coach Larry Kostolak. Starting lineup tonight for the Shamrocks includes 6'3" senior Austin Gilbertson, averaging almost 15 points per game and going to Division II Pace University next season. Marcus Hall, he's a 6'3" senior, averaging almost 7 points per game. Mike Scarpelli, a 5'11" junior, averaging 3.5 points per game. In the middle is Sean Good, a 6'11" junior, averaging 8.5 points per game, but also almost 10 rebounds per game and 4.5 blocks per contest. And Tim Edwards is the leading scorer of this squad. The 6'4" senior averages just over 18 points per contest. There's your lineups. There's your matchups. We'll tip it up in just a moment. Actually, looks like we are not going to have an anthem here.
Yeah,
had one earlier tonight. Yep. So we're going to get set for basketball action. This is Brian Kizer here on the Giant Center, along with John Wilsbach. And now for the call of game, here's Steve Leedy.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian. Trinity, again, as you mentioned, in the home whites, the Blazers in the away blacks with white and gold trim. It's the Shamrocks and the Blazers again for the second time this year. That first meeting between these two teams on the 14th of December, so very early in the season. Terry had 20 for the Blazers, Edwards 22, Gilbertson 14, Good with 12 for the Shamrocks. It's going to be Good at center circle. He'll jump Terry. Rocks have the ball first. Gilbertson looking inside for Good. Ball's tipped up and the rebound controlled by Terry. of the Blazers. He'll bring it down. Hurst, now Terry, down into the corner is Beers. Beers on the wing, comes out top of the key, goes over to Stefanowski. Left side, left corner, Beers. Cutting to the bucket is Hurst. Gets the little box, turns around, tries the turnaround shot, no good. Rebound is by Stefanowski. He'll come out, 17-foot jumper, back of the iron, that's no good. Rebound again, though, by the Blazers. Terry is passed too hot for Gillespie to handle, and it'll go out of bounds, and the Shamrocks will get it back.
But, Steve, what we need to see from the Blazers tonight, we're seeing already, and that is aggressiveness on the offensive end. They've got to come out. They cannot be tentative, and they have to chase down long rebounds. That's going to be their best chance to get offensive stick-back opportunities.
Scarpelli down the floor. He'll give it up to Edwards. Now it's Gilbertson. He'll rotate around to the foul line, tries to dump it down to Edwards. Almost loses it, but floats it up and in for the first 2 points of the ball game.
You watch Timmy Edwards play. I mean, you look at him and you're like, man, is this kid really as good as he is? He is so smooth and fluid on the floor, very fundamentally sound.
Beers takes the three from the right wing. That's no good. Good gets the rebound for Trinity. He'll give it up to Hall. Hall hands it off. Here's Scarpelli bringing it down. Top of the key over towards the right side in the front court. Now approaching the wing. It's a screen from Good. Comes back out to Edwards. Looks inside for Good. Pass back to Edwards for the bucket. No good. Good tips the rebound, but into the hands of Isaac Beers for Lancaster Mennonite.
Great play that time. As Good caught the ball, Edwards caught his defender unaware and went right to the basket. Was open, just missed the chippy.
Terry working against Good, gets underneath him and puts it up and in. We're tied at two.
And if Trinity's going to play the man-to-man, that means the player who was against Good has to try to pull him outside and take him to the basket.
Scarpelli down the floor, cuts underneath, puts it up and in. Nice take by Scarpelli. Trinity back up 4-2. Quickly the other way, Stefanowski to the bucket. Too strong with the layup. Hall gets the rebound.
Well, you got to make that one. He was wide open underneath, and Edwards, at the last minute, game over just to try to affect the play and did a great job of it as he missed it.
Scarpelli off a screen at the top. Good. Now it's Edwards. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, but it's off of Lancaster Mennonite. It'll be Trinity basketball here with 5:39 to play in the opening quarter. 4-2, Trinity with the lead over Mennonite. Bounce pass. Scarpelli, top of the key, looking underneath. Edwards. Half-hook shot up and good. Edwards with four at 6-2, Shamrock.
Concerted effort to try to get the basketball to Timmy Edwards on the inside because he's got great length in the low block.
Beers, Hurst in the backcourt, crosses the timeline. Down the right side of the right wing, comes back out. Beers, now it's Gillespie. Gillespie working the dribble. Will step back, tries the 17-foot jumper. No good. Rebound is by Sean Good. Here come the Shamrocks again. Scarpelli down the right side. Stops the wing. Spin move. Jumping. A jumper on the run is up and good. And it's going to cause Jeff Groff to call a timeout.
Scarpelli at this point, too. He's come out aggressively. He's not a guy that they count on for a lot of scoring, and he's come out already and aggressively attacking the basket. That's good news for Trinity.
Just a 30-second timeout here. 5:02 left to play in the opening quarter. Again, it's 8-2 Trinity.
It's not like Mennonite hasn't had their chances. They've had some really good looks at the offensive end. I think they're playing too fast, though. I think they have to slow this game down a lot more than what they are right now. And the nerves probably are part of this. They're coming out here. They're trying to take quicker shots, and I don't think you want to get in a running match with Trinity. This is a team that wants to play up tempo. You may not realize it unless you watch this team frequently, which we get to see them many times during the season. They like to get up and down the floor. They want you at this pace, and Mennonite has fallen into that trap.
Blazers out of the timeout. Get the basketball into the front court with Beers down into the corner. That is Rosas. Back out front to Hurst. Hurst, bounce pass to Terry. Comes back over. Rosas, now it's Hurst. Back to Terry. Takes the three, has Good right in front of him. So not going to take that. Back to Beers and Hurst. Hurst to the foul line, switches directions. Hits Stefanowski in the paint, over to Beers. He'll try the three. That's back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Timmy Edwards.
They did a much better job of being deliberate. They got the open jump shot. Their top three-point shooter, Beers, just didn't knock it down.
Scarpelli, good. Underneath Edwards, low block jumper is good. Edwards with six, Scarpelli with four. Trinity 10-2 over the Blazers.
And he gets a lot of mismatches inside because the tallest player has to play against Good on the inside. Somebody smaller ends up picking up Edwards.
Hurst down in the corner. Three-pointer for Rosas. No good. Rebound comes out long, and it's going to be Edwards who comes away with it. One-on-one to the bucket, off the glass, and good.
This first quarter is Timmy Edwards' world, and everyone else is just living in it. He is taking advantage of a lot of great opportunities, that time breaking out, leaking out on the fast break.
Well, two Shamrocks. Beers on the right wing. Comes out top of the key. Rosas almost lost it, still fighting to keep it. Does so. Terry on the right side, down in the right corner. That is Beers. Beers will drive in from the corner. Comes back out. Rosas, now it's Hurst. Left wing. Dribble to the foul line. Stops. Comes over. Rosas, right wing. Nice pass inside. Stefanowski, no good, though. Edwards there defensively. And Gilbertson comes away with a basketball. He'll bring it into the front court. Top of the key. Driving down the right side lane. Finger roll up and good.
Got to stop the basketball. I wouldn't be surprised if this gets any worse if Lancaster Mennonite doesn't call another timeout.
Rosas will try a three from the right wing, and it is good. That's just what the doctor ordered.
Cool. Needed that in a big way. His 31st three-point basket of the season quells the tide.
14-5, Shamrocks by 9 here with 2:45 to play in the first quarter. Gilbertson, left wing, off a screen from Good. High elbow, dumps it down, Good mid-block. On the left side, spins around. Edwards, foul line, forces it up, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. Edwards with 10 points here in the first quarter. It's 16-5, Shamrocks.
I think the issue more than anything else is Tim Edwards out-hustles everybody else on the floor when he's out there. He works for everything he's got, and there he is, missing his shot and going and getting his offensive board.
Beers to Hurst, stops mid-block and called for the travel.
Steve, how many times do you hear coaches at all levels say, follow your shot, follow your shot? That's exactly what Timmy Edwards did. Knew where that miss was going and went right to that spot. That's the advantage of being the person who shoots the basketball. You know where that shot misses if you know you've missed it. Edwards did, got there before anybody else, and the boxing out at the other end for Lancaster Mennonite has been poor here in the first quarter.
Jack Booker into the game for the first time for the Shamrocks. Good touch pass to Gilbertson. Now it's Booker. His pass, though, is going to be tipped, almost stolen, but Gilbertson gets it back, tries to pass it down to Good, but that's going to be knocked out of bounds by Terry.
The bounces in this first quarter, too, have been favoring Trinity. They've had a couple that have come right to them, and this time a pass after should have been a steal, an opportunity on a two-on-one, but Gilbertson steps right into the passing lane, anticipated it perfectly, and got the ball right back.
Booker, Gilbertson, Scarpelli looking for Good at the elbow, comes back out, Gilbertson. Passes it down. Booker inside has it knocked away, and off the backboard it goes, and Forte comes down with it. Up court, Hurst, pass down. Here is a shot from Rosas. It's good. That is a two-pointer, a long two-pointer, 16-7, and Rosas is what they need off the bench here.
Good pump fake, gets his man in the air, and clears up a little bit of room as he steps around the block.
Edwards, Gilbertson, now it is Scarpelli, right wing, right corner, Booker. Booker one dribble, comes back out, Scarpelli, Gilbertson, down in the corner, Booker tries the three, it's good.
He's been hot lately too. Jack Booker has improved his points per game to over 7 points, and that's where he's most lethal, on that outside. 37-3 of the year for him.
19-7, Shamrocks by a dozen, Rosas top of the key. Bounce pass off to Terry, he'll take the three, it is good. Quick trigger there, 19-10.
Notice the switch, though, too. He's got Good, who wants to sag to the inside. Whoever's on him, if they can hit that three, they're going to have some open looks.
Gilbertson down in the corner to Booker. Now it comes back out to Scarpelli in the front court on the right side. Right corner is Good. Fakes the pass, now dumps it down along the baseline. There's Edwards again, forcing it up, and good. Edwards with 12. 21-10, Shamrock.
Let's give some credit, too. Sean Good, an outstanding perimeter passer. Lots of assists for him, too, on the year.
Terry, the elbow, comes back out to Hurst. And the night trails by 11. Here's Rosas, open for three. Off the front of the iron this time. Good. Trying to work his way for the rebound. It ends up on the floor. Good almost stepped on the ball, but Gilbertson comes away with it down court. Edwards, and he will jam it down with 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Mennonite will bring it in. They will not get a shot off. We'll take timeout. Our score after one. It is Trinity 23, Lancaster Mennonite 10. Back after this is Trinity Shamrock Basketball on WMSS.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics. Klein Law Office of New Cumberland has been representing businesses and individuals throughout South Central Pennsylvania since 1990. Klein Law Office handles real estate, wills and estates, business law, and criminal defense. Attorney Rob Klein is a 1983 Trinity graduate, and he congratulates the Shamrocks on a great season. That's Klein Law Office on Bridge Street in New Cumberland at 770-2540. That's 770-2540.
Welcome back. We are at the Giant Center, courtside here after one quarter. It's Trinity 23, Lancaster Mennonite 10. Brian, you just noticed no fouls in the first quarter.
No fouls in the first quarter. I mean, they just were flying back and forth down, up and down the floor. Trinity's been getting a lot of opportunities, though, at the basket and has been converting in the name of Timmy Edwards. 14 first quarter points. He's got the lead by four by himself right now.
Gillespie almost lost it, regains control in the front court. Now on the left wing, looks inside. Stefanowski working his way down. They get it back door. Oh, and that's Forte off the glass and good.
That's a great pump fake from Stefanowski. Got two blockers in the air and read the play where the block was coming from and knew he had an outlet to his right.
Matt Long in the game for the Shamrocks, as is Kalen Barris. It's going to be Booker. Goes top of the key. That's Edwards over to Gilbertson, right wing. He'll drive in towards the baseline, off the glass and good. Gilbertson with four. Shamrocks back up by 13.
What's scary is Gilbertson hasn't gotten going yet, and they haven't needed his scoring yet because Edwards had such a great first quarter.
Beers to Gillespie down into the corner. That is Rosas. Back out to Beers. Around it goes. Gillespie in the corner. We'll try the three. It is good.
John Gillespie can hit that. 33 of them on the season for him and the junior. He's going to be open sometimes outside that arc because of the defensive switches.
Long to Edwards, top of the key. Over to Booker. Slipped on the floor, had it batted away, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Mennonite.
That was last touch by Gillespie. It was unfortunate, though, because I know the fans at that point wanted a travel against Booker. But they don't get that call because he didn't have possession of the ball when he went down.
Barris to Hall. Now back over to Gilbertson, right side, looking for Barris inside. Puts it off the glass. That's too strong. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say it is off of Stefanowski, who was underneath Timmy Edwards.
Second chance opportunities. Trinity in that first quarter out rebounding Mennonite 9-5.
And bounce pass, they're passing a quick trigger there by Edwards, but it's no good. Rebound by Stefanowski. Here comes Mennonite. Beers down court. Rosas, top of the key. Comes over Gillespie. He'll try the three again. It's good.
Good screen down low, and against Trinity's man-to-man, if you get a good hard pick on the inside, you're going to have somebody pop loose. Gillespie two in a row.
So the Blazers pull some back here. It's 25-18, only a seven-point game now, and there's a bad pass. Stolen away. Here comes Gillespie to the bucket. Up, no good. Rebound, Barris for Trinity. Up court, Hall. Quickly down the court to Edwards to the bucket. It's good, and there is the first foul of the game and a chance for a three-point play for the Shamrocks.
And the fact that that's the first foul of the game, we saw a lot of contact down here at this end, and all of a sudden at the other side, I didn't think the contact was anywhere near as bad, but it was Edwards going to finish on the fast break. Does so. What we've seen for Lancaster Mennonite, though, the Blazers have made this run against the bench of Trinity. So that means let's bring some more starters back in as far as Coach Koslak is concerned. Get these guys a quick breather. Get them right back in that contest.
Edwards makes the free throw. So it is a 10-point game, 28-18 in favor of the Shamrocks.
Gillespie. That was on Gillespie, by the way.
Yeah. Gillespie goes top of the key for Tay. Beers. Now Gillespie in the right corner. Off a screen with the dribble. Goes back out. Rosas top of the key. He'll drive down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Put back up and in by Stefanowski.
they anticipated where that miss was going to be. And with Good going for the shot block, the guy who's on him is going to have opportunities for offensive rebounds when he doesn't get the block.
28-20, here comes Gilbertson down the lane, forces up. That's no good. Hall gets the rebound, puts it up and in. First points of the game for Marcus Hall. And the Shamrocks back up by 10, 30-20. Here's across midcourt for the Blazers. He'll drive down to the baseline, has to come back out. Gillespie. Gillespie drives down the lane, kicks it out. Roses open for three. He'll take it. No good. Off the front of the rim. Good with the rebound for the Shamrocks. Hands it off to Gilbertson. Cross midcourt down the right side. Switches directions. Now passes it down low to Edwards. Nice pass and nice finish for Timmy Edwards.
The no-look from Gilbertson, though, divine, as it drew two defenders and also cleared a passing lane for Edwards to get open.
12-point lead, falling to the floor as Forte lost his footing, but gets the pass off to Stefanowski. It's the runner down the lane. It's good. 32-22.
The problem for Mennonite isn't offensively anymore. It's defensively. Can they get stops?
10-point lead for the Shamrocks. Over in the corner, here's Long. He'll try the three. It's good from the left side. And Matt Long is first points of the ball game. 35-22. Back to a 13-point Shamrock lead. In the corner is Stefanowski. Is it poked out of bounds?
Well, that's great defense from Good also, because it was Rosas who had actually made a great back cut. He was going to be wide open. Marcus Hall got beat to the lane, and it was Good reaching in, knocking that ball away before the pass could go to the inside for a wide open layup.
Hurst gets the ball inbound. That's Beers. He'll try to pass it off. It's loose momentarily, but Terry able to run it down. Here's Hurst cutting down the lane, forces it up. That's no good. Rebound will be put back up by Terry. No good. And the put back up and in.
Carter Hurst with the bucket. He got in there. Again, when Good goes for the shot block, the other guys have to box and get hard box outs on the inside.
Scarpelli down in the corner, and Gilbertson unable to control it. It was a low pass, and Gilbertson had trouble picking it up around his ankles, and it goes out of bounds.
A lot of credit right now to the Blazers, too. They've at least solidified things a little bit. First quarter, they were just getting blitzed. Here in the second quarter, they look like a team that's no longer intimidated by the situation, by the match, and the fact that they're in a championship game here on the Giant center floor.
Hurst to Beers, comes over to Gillespie into the paint. Terry underneath, working against Good, and Good will get the block, but he will get the foul as well.
That's a nice move from Terry also, using the underside of the basket to help him against Good and forcing Good to have to overextend the arms and reach over to get him because of the awkward nature of his shot. Be honest with you, he wasn't making that shot. There was no chance of him doing anything with that, but already knew that Good had committed to going for that block and draws the contact.
First shot at the line for the Blazers here this evening. Terry makes it. He is a 63% free throw shooter. 35-25. Second shot is also good, so the Trinity lead is cut to 9, 35-26. Shamrocks with the basketball. It's Gilbertson in the backcourt being harassed by Beers. Into the front court now to the right wing. Gilbertson will drive himself, finger roll up and good.
6 points for Gilbertson, and all of them on open drives where he was able to break containment and get to the bucket.
There's Terry driving baseline, puts it up. No good, but he is fouled. That's going to be his second on Good.
Yep. Took it right at him. And honestly, Steve, that's what you got to do. I mean, if Sean Good is going to pick up the defense on the outside, you take advantage of what you can, and that is the quick first step of Javon Terry. Takes him right to the baseline, spins, and that gets Good a little bit off balance and forces the substitution. Callen Barris will probably go the rest of this first half.
Her shot is good for Terry. 3 for 3 at the stripe. And Mennonite back to within 10.
You've got to respect his game, too, because he's a guy who, you know, off the injury from a season ago, he does not force his game. He allows the game to come to him and trusts his teammates so much that he doesn't have to be the leading scorer of this team.
37-28. The lead is 9 for the Shamrocks. Scarpelli down the floor. Hits Barris in the lane. Turns around. One dribble to the bucket. Too strong, though, with the layup. Rebound by Terry.
He did everything but flush the ball down the hoop.
Bounce pass down in underneath. Stefanowski gets underneath Barris and puts it up and in.
Quick timeout by Trinity, too. Coach Kosblak recognizing they need a little timeout.
Timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:19 left to play in the first half. It's Trinity 37, Lancaster Mennonite 30 back after this. This is Shamrocks Basketball on WMSS.
Trinity High School will be holding an open house for potentially interested students and their families on Sunday, March 19th, from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Trinity is located at 3601 Simpson Ferry Road, Camp Hill. You can reach Devin Bond at 761-1116 for more information. This message brought to you by Daily Express, proud Trinity supporters.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. 2:19 left to play in the first half. Trinity leading Lancaster Mennonite 37-30. Boys AAA District Basketball Championship game. Shamrocks with the lead in the basketball. Here is Gilbertson. Left side, left wing. Now drives off the screen from Good. Forces it off the backboard. Hangs up there for about five bounces and then goes through.
And they keep having trouble cutting him off, getting to the right side of the paint. And that's exactly where Gilbertson wants to go. They have no resistance defensively against him.
Hurst goes back to Beers, tries the three. That rattles in and out. Rebound, Scarpelli had it, but it's going to be muscled away by Terry, and he'll bank it in.
I also credit Hurst, who was able to sneak over there. A lot of contact from both sides of that one, but how they're letting them play, no call.
Gilbertson tries to find Hall down low. Pass is knocked out of bounds by Mennonite.
So far, Steve, you and I have only called three fouls less than the officiating crew that we have.
Yeah.
They are letting them play, and that is an understatement.
Announced pass gets to Booker. He'll get underneath. Edwards all alone down the lane, up and good, and he is 21 on the night.
His season high is 26. I think he might get there.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. Hurst will draw the blocking foul on Gilbertson.
Which honestly right now means very little as far as the fouls, unless Gilbertson picks up another one here at the end of this first half. No one anywhere near the bonus though.
1:21 to play in the half. Blazers get it in. Beers underneath Terry to the bucket. Up and good.
Well, he's starting to take over on the inside without good.
41-34, back to a 7-point lead for the Shamrocks. As Trinity will bring it down, it's Gilbertson off the screen. Top of the key comes over. Scarpelli open for three. He'll take it in and out. Only rebounder there was Stefanoski for Mennonite. He'll give it up to Hurst. Cross midcourt. Switches directions. Down the left side of the lane. Now stops. Comes back out to Beers. He'll drive down the left side of the lane. Lost it, but it gets in the hands of Terry. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound. Varis had it, but it's going to be a foul on the rebound against Mennonite.
Scrappy play though on the inside by the Blazers. They continue to fight on the inside, and what we're seeing is with Good out of the game, Terry is able to use the size that he has, which Varis can match up with, but his quickness is what Varis is having trouble with.
Stefanoski with the foul. Here's Scarpelli. Booker, top of the key, over to Edwards. Edwards will go around Varis. Over to Booker, 27 seconds to go in the half. Booker top of the key, Scarpelli back near center circle. Looks like Trinity going to play for one here. And Scarpelli just dribbling it out at the corner in the front court. Bounce pass across the way to Gilbertson. 10 seconds on the clock. Gilbertson center circle, approaches the top, dumps it over to Varis. Varis had it poked away, it's stolen momentarily. Gilbertson, though, gets it back. Baseline jumper for Scarpelli is no good at the horn. So we will take timeout. Our score at halftime of the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship game. It's Trinity 41, Lancaster Mennonite 34. Back with the halftime show after this. This is Shamrock Basketball on WMSS.
This Trinity game is brought to you in part by JFC Staffing Companies. Need a job? Need an employee? JFC Staffing Companies. Locally owned and nationally ranked. With offices in Camp Hill, Harrisburg, Carlisle, York, Lancaster, and Chambersburg. Their website is jfcstaffing.com. Congratulations on a great season, Trinity, from your friends at JFC Staffing.
TJ's automatic car wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics. Klein Law Office of New Cumberland has been representing businesses and individuals throughout South Central Pennsylvania since 1990. Klein Law Office handles real estate, wills and estates, business law, and criminal defense. Attorney Rob Klein is a 1983 Trinity graduate, and he congratulates the Shamrocks on a great season. That's Klein Law Office on Bridge Street in New Cumberland at 770-2540. That's 770-2540.
Trinity High School will be holding an open house for potentially interested students and their families on Sunday, March 19th, from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Trinity is located at 3601 Simpson Ferry Road, Camp Hill. You can reach Devin Bond at 761-1116 for more information. This message brought to you by Daily Express, proud Trinity supporters.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, John Wilsbach here. Kayla Rowe, our studio producer, back at WMSS Central tonight. Trinity leading Lancaster Mennonite 41-34 here at halftime in what I would pretty much consider one of the fastest first halves of basketball I think we've ever seen.
That was amazing. I mean, you said we started probably about 8:02 on the clock, and the first half ended 8:24, like,
yeah.
22 minutes to play, 16 minutes of game time. That is lightning fast, and you do that because you've got two teams that, first of all, are not turning the ball over very much. You've got three turnovers against Trinity, two against Lancaster Mennonite in the first half. They are not fouling very often. We had a total, I think, of five fouls in that first half between the two teams. So there's not many whistles, not many balls going out of bounds, and these two teams are just going back and forth. The big difference in this first half, the quick start from Trinity, where they pretty much shell-shocked Lancaster Mennonite out of the gates, took a 23-10 advantage after one, and then all of a sudden Lancaster Mennonite got involved in the game, got a little bit more confidence, and I think the other thing that they did at that point, too, was when they got Sean Good to pick up his second personal foul, they were able to get their main man, Javon Terry, into the basketball game, get him the ball down low, and allow him to go to work. And he paid that off with 8 of his 13 points, a team high in the first half, in that second quarter, where Mennonite outscored Trinity 24-18.
And Terry got going late in that second quarter,
yep.
But they got a couple of big buckets. Richie Rosas off the bench hit a big three and a two-point bucket, and they got two threes by Gillespie in there to keep them within distance.
Yeah, the Rosas three was huge because it came in the first quarter when they just couldn't find anything. And Gillespie, that was what really helped spur on where their confidence started coming from that second quarter. With back-to-back threes on two straight possessions, he comes down, hits a couple of triples. Every shot seems to be contested. But they are starting to find their range from the outside. I think Good staying on the bench with that second foul. Now he'll have three to play with in the second half. I think for Mennonite, they're going to come out, and I think the first thing they're going to do, they saw how effective it was when Sean Good was not on the floor. They're going to attack the inside, and they're going to try to get the guy their main man and see if Terry can pick up that third, maybe even fourth foul on Good, and get him off the floor a little bit more when he has that quickness advantage against Kalen Varis on the inside. For Trinity, keep feeding Timmy Edwards. Man,
yeah.
21 points in the first half. And as Timmy Edwards is wont to do, how many of those were jumpers from outside? I mean, he usually finds a way to get open spaces around the paint 8 feet and in. And that's where almost all of his shots have been. Little running hook shots, little floaters in the lane, and then layups off of good passes from, a lot of times it's been Gilbertson or Sean Good, maybe the best passing big in the area, setting him up for easy buckets. 26, we mentioned, was his season high. He's destined to break that today in the district championship game already with 21.
Of course, don't forget we have for you tomorrow night the District 3 4A boys basketball championship game, and that will have Middletown, a league mate with Trinity, taking on Lancaster Catholic, a league mate of Lancaster Mennonite.
And Middletown lost twice this year to Trinity.
Right.
And Lancaster Catholic lost two times this year to Lancaster Mennonite. So we're expecting that game to be a very evenly matched game. We see the Middletown players are already here tonight. I won't say that they're cheering on Trinity because you don't know, but they're here experiencing it right now. And a lot of times you want to see your league mates do well because
yeah,
of the back you're on.
So.
I think that gives you confidence, too, that if they're doing well on this floor, that probably means it's going to translate that we were able to play a couple of tough ball games against them. We're going to do okay, too.
We will take time out here. When we come back, we'll roll over all of the first half stats and have the second half of this ball game, which is the District 3 AAA Boys Championship. It is Trinity 41, Lancaster Mennonite 34. Back after this, this is Shamrocks Basketball on WMSS.
This Trinity game is brought to you in part by JFC Staffing Companies. Need a job? Need an employee? JFC Staffing Companies. Locally owned and nationally ranked. With offices in Camp Hill, Harrisburg, Carlisle, York, Lancaster, and Chambersburg. Their website is jfcstaffing.com. Congratulations on a great season, Trinity, from your friends at JFC Staffing.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Klein Law Office of New Cumberland has been representing businesses and individuals throughout South Central Pennsylvania since 1990. Klein Law Office handles real estate, wills and estates, business law, and criminal defense. Attorney Rob Klein is a 1983 Trinity graduate, and he congratulates the Shamrocks on a great season. That's Klein Law Office on Bridge Street in New Cumberland at 770-2540. That's 770-2540.
Trinity High School will be holding an open house for potentially interested students and their families on Sunday, March 19th, from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Trinity is located at 3601 Simpson Ferry Road, Camp Hill. You can reach Devin Bond at 761-1116 for more information. This message brought to you by Daily Express, proud Trinity supporters.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. We are at halftime of the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship game where Trinity leads Lancaster Mennonite by a score of 41-34. And just for kicks, you can check us out on our Facebook page, WMSS 91.1 FM. We have, I think, a picture or
got two. A picture so far, yeah, guys, and we'll try to maybe get a couple more in here by the end of the night. And if you didn't see the end of the Middletown game on Monday night, we've got two different angles of watching that buzzer beater victory for Middletown. So check that out. Make sure you like us. If you got someone who's a Trinity fan, they live far away, get them on WMSSFM.com or tell them they can catch us on the TuneIn app at WMSS. You'll be able to hear all the action wherever you're at of Trinity and Middletown here in the playoffs.
Well, Trinity will start this second half with a 7-point lead, and they will have the basketball start the third.
Roll stats quickly. Trinity Edwards with 21, Gilbertson with 8, 4 for Scarpelli, 3 each for Long and Jack Booker, and 2 for Marcus Hall. For Lancaster Mennonite, led by Javon Terry's 13, 6 for Gillespie, 5 for Rosas, 6 for Stefanoski, and 2 each for Hurst and Forte.
I'd ask you to go over the fouls, but we only had 5 called in the first half.
Well, but Sean Good with 2 is the only one that's significant in any way, shape, or form.
So the Rocks with the basketball to start the second half. It's going to be Good, top of the key. Over to Hall. He'll drive to the baseline. Comes down Scarpelli. He's double-teamed along the baseline. Pass tipped, but Gilbertson able to run it down. Dumps it off to Good, and he'll two-hand jam it down to start this second half.
And they've got to have him look for his offensive game, too. Had 12 in the earlier meeting.
Three-pointer attempt by Gillespie. That's no good. Good can't hold the rebound. It's saving one out of bounds. Stefanoski to the bucket. Up and under. No good.
Rebound Gilbertson up the court. Come the Shamrock. Scarpelli dumps it to Good to the bucket. Rolls around and it's good.
I think that was definitely a concentrated effort in the locker room. Coach Kostelec said, let's get it to the big guy. He's got the advantage inside.
Beers, top of the key. It goes to Terry. Hurst comes over to Beers on the left wing. Dumps it down low to Terry, working his way to the bucket. Gilbertson helped defense, knocked it away. Terry had to stop. Comes back to Stefanowski. Now it's Hurst, foul line, jumper, got it.
Yeah, smart move, and when Terry got double-teamed on the inside, Trinity didn't get the basketball. I mean, somebody's going to be open. Hurst just takes one step over to the elbow and hits the open shot.
45-36 Trinity. Scarpelli to Timmy Edwards, looking down low for Good. It's a little too hot, and they're going to call a foul. Is that going to be Terry from behind?
His second, yes it is. Now, late call, but one that, because Good was trying to get position as the ball came in, a little bump in the back.
That's only his first. Scarpelli hits Gilbertson. Working in from the wing, comes back out. He'll take the open three-point jumper. It's good. Gilbertson in double digits with 11. It is 48-36, Shamrocks by a dozen.
His 32nd three of the year. Definitely has the range to make him out there. Just normally doesn't have to.
Hurst to Beers. Top of the key, Stefanowski. Now over to Gillespie. Beers top. Dribbles over to the left. Dumps it underneath. Stefanowski turns right into Good. Comes back out. Gillespie. Working against Hall, top of the key. Comes over to Beers, left side. Dribbles inside the arc, back out to Hurst. Hurst over to the right side. Now comes back over, elbow. Stefanowski gets around. Good, kicks it over to Beers in the corner for three. In and out. Rebound is underneath by Stefanowski. Gets it poked away, but Hurst able to run it down before it goes out of bounds. Hurst, left wing. Entry pass in underneath. Stefanowski gets Good in the air, and he's going to draw the foul. That's going to be the third one on Sean Good.
You know, and I think that part of the reason that he picks that foul up is because the last three times that Stefanowski has gotten the ball inside with Good in his face, he's deferred, passed the ball out to somebody else. I think Good was sort of caught off guard. He was expecting Stefanowski to dish the ball elsewhere again, and instead he takes it strong to the hoop.
First shot from Stefanowski is good. 48-37 is the score. Stefanowski, just a 44% free throw shooter on the year.
Steven, with Jack Booker coming in the game for Good, I'm actually expecting Marcus Hall to be the guy who gets the matchup down low. I think he matches up a little bit better against Terry in the low block.
Stefanowski makes them both. 48-38, 10-point lead for Trinity. It's Gilbertson on the left side, left wing, now backs out. Picks up a screen, top of the key. He'll take a three on the run. That was partially contested and no good. Rebound Stefanowski. Here come the Blazers again. Hurst across midcourt. Passes it over to Gillespie. Looks inside for Stefanowski. We're going to get Hall now. Turns around. Goes back to Gillespie. Left wing. He'll force up the three. That is off the mark. Rebound Edwards there positionally, but it's going to be out of bounds as Trinity had some trouble along the baseline there. Booker and Edwards almost ran into each other down there. And
Terry also ran into the back of Edwards, and there was no call. And because of that, Edwards is looking for something, could not catch the ball cleanly.
Now pass gets to Rosas, now back out. Stefanowski, top of the key. Pass inside is tipped and stolen away. Here's Gilbertson for Trinity.
Great job by Scarpelli sneaking under, anticipating that play.
Gilbertson passes it off. Edwards baseline, finds himself all alone. He spun around and everybody from Mennonite rotated away.
And a great job of keeping his pivot foot with the pump fake. Got his man in the air out of the way and cleared up an open lane for the layup.
Leads back to 12 for the Shamrocks. Rose's top of the key. Dumps it over to Hurst on the right side. Elbow, jumper, too short. Rebound loose. Hall gets it for Trinity. Brings it up the right side of the floor. Lead pass, but didn't lead it enough for Edwards. Stolen away. Here comes Beers. Bounce pass underneath for Terry. Reverse layup is up and good.
That's a guy who knows how to finish in the open floor. And Trinity had the numbers back the other way on the turnover, so they never really got back in transition defense.
50-40, Trinity by 10, 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Gilbertson, top of the key, off of the screen, goes down the right side of the lane, tries it, no good, rebound Terry, gives it up to Beers, up court, Rosas all alone, going to the bucket, reverse layup, up and good.
And a mistake by Trinity defensively, because Scarpelli tried to get in the passing lane, but that meant nobody had rotated back on the transition. Rosas wide open when that failed.
So it's an 8-point lead for the Shamrocks. Here goes Scarpelli. Back to Gilbertson. Down the lane. Lost it. And they're going to call a foul. Foul against the Blazers. That's going to be Beers getting the foul, his first.
Didn't have the best vantage point on that one, but there's a reason the ball slipped out of the hands of Gilbertson.
Gilbertson at the line, first shot, no good, 66% on the season.
Only the second shot from the line tonight for the Shamrocks. As Stefanoski will get a breather and Cole Forte returns for the Blazers.
Second shot rolls around the rim, but does go through. 51-42, 9-point lead for the Shamrocks. 3:27 to go in the third quarter. Beers down in the corner. Rosas will bring it out to the wing and took an extra step. You can see he wanted to get a pass down low there, and it wasn't there, and he took an extra step.
He was trying to get the ball to Hurst, and Hurst actually stopped moving, and it caught him completely off guard.
So the Shamrocks out of the turnover. Scarpelli across midcourt. It's a screen at the top from Edwards. Comes over to Long. Now it's top of the key. Booker, reverse layup attempt by Scarpelli is no good. Rebound Rosas. They'll bring it down for the Blazers. Down to the right wing. Hands it off. Beers. Rosas in the corner. Dumps it in. Terry working against Hall. Muscles him to the bucket. Too strong, though, with the shot off the glass. Long the rebound. Up court. Booker. He'll take the three. That's no good. Hall, though, gets the rebound. He'll change directions. Goes back to Edwards. Jumper no good. Rebound is out of bounds. It's going to be Lancaster Mennonite ball.
Some great effort for both teams at each end of the floor. At the other end, though, Steve, exactly what I was looking for. Hall to be matched up against Terry on the inside. Hall giving up a little bit of strength to Terry, who just tried to bull him underneath, but the quickness and the ability to get up and down by Hall was able to affect that shot enough to get the miss.
Rosas comes over to Isaac Beers, who double-digit scorer for this team, has not got a point yet here tonight, and his pass is going to be tipped and stolen away. Here's Scarpelli. Up court, gets it to Edwards, puts it off the glass. It's good, and he gets the cheapy foul.
Gillespie sneaks underneath and just caught in the wrong place, but the turnover is what sets it up for Trinity. This team wants to look to run, trying to get out in transition, and when they do, I don't know that there's too many teams in the area better.
Jajon Ruiz checks in for the first time for Trinity. Marcus Hall will get a breather.
Matt Long also returns for the Shamrocks.
Shot line by Edwards is good. 54-42, the lead back to a dozen.
And he now matches his season high of 26.
Gillespie to the elbow, comes back out. That's Forte. Rosas will dribble to the foul line, hops around, will force it up, and good.
Thought he got away with one there. Looked like he took a little extra step out top trying to get underneath the pump fake.
Yep. Cuts it to 10, though, with the shot. Here goes Gilbertson. Drives inside, and reeling was Forte going to the floor. No way he had position on that, so that'll be his first foul.
The thing that you love about the game of Austin Gilbertson and why he's going to fit so well at the collegiate level is he's a guy always looking to attack, looking for that space, and usually finds an opportunity at the right times. And that time, Mennonite was a little bit slow with their defense matching up on the in the man-to-man on the offensive end of the floor for Trinity, and Gilbertson recognized that, took it strong the hoop, and got the contact.
First shot good, second shot on the way, also good. Trinity by a dozen, 56-44. 1:38 to play in the third quarter. The Blazers with the basketball, again down by 12. Rosas over to Forte, comes back out to Gillespie. Gillespie hits Beers, cut into the bucket, off the glass, and good. His first bucket, back to a 10-point game, 56-46.
Good decision also to spread the floor against Trinity and try to make those cuts to the basket.
Long dribbles down mid-block left side across the lane. Edwards tries a shot. It's going to be a foul called on the shot against Terry, his second.
Yeah, with this group out there on the floor right now. And it's definitely Edwards and Gilbertson who are the guys. You've got Long out there who can make the three. You've got Booker out there who can make the three. You've got Ruiz who is not much of a scorer, more of a guy you want out there defending and being aggressive on the ball. But no, make no mistake about it, right now it's Edwards and Gilbertson who are going to drive this team offensively with this group of five on the floor.
And Edwards again with 28 tonight. There's Beers. He dribbled it off of his ankle. And here comes Edwards to the bucket. Up and good. And he's got 30. It's 60-46.
You know, just like that, this team just explodes on you because they can get out and transition and play the speed of game that they want to.
Ruiz is going to pick up a foul for Trinity out in the front court. Not a shooting foul. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter here. Trinity 60, Lancaster Mennonite 46.
Fans, if you want to take a look at a picture of Sean Good's dunk earlier, it's now up on our Facebook page. So check us out on Facebook.
Blazers inbound the ball. Beers into the backcourt to Westby, and they call it.
It's a good call.
Backcourt.
It's a good call, and this is why. This is one of the points of emphasis this season, is he left his feet when he was in the front court. That means when he's receiving the ball, if he's in the air, he is technically in the front court. He lands in the backcourt. You must establish in the backcourt in order for that play to work. It's something that they have at least clarified in the rules of late.
Long to Booker. Now it's Edwards, top of the key. Ruiz at the point. 32 seconds to go in the quarter. 14-point lead for Trinity. And there's a lazy pass. It's stolen, or rather it's knocked into the backcourt. It's on the ground, and somehow Trinity comes away with a basketball. Up court, Gilbertson to the bucket. Too strong. Rebound by Beers. Beers into the front court. He is double-teamed over on the sideline here. Gets the pass off. Cutting down to the bucket is Gillespie, and he will get fouled with 8 seconds left in the quarter.
Yeah, a couple of important foul shots here for Mennonite, and also an important 8.1 seconds, because you definitely do not want to give up any more points if you're going to make a run at the Shamrocks in the fourth quarter.
Gillespie at the line. First shot is good. 70% on the season is Gillespie, and Lancaster Mennonite, if nothing else, is making their free throws here tonight.
Got to be able to get to the line, though, first, yeah. And not enough fouls to really do that consistently.
And missed the second one. First miss for the Blazers. Here comes Gilbertson down top of the key, down the lane, finger roll up, and good at the buzzer. Austin Gilbertson with the drive and the hoop. As we reach the end of three quarters, we'll take timeout. Our score after three, it's Trinity 62, Lancaster Mennonite 47. Back with the fourth quarter after this. This is Shamrock Basketball on WMSS.
This Trinity game is brought to you in part by JFC Staffing Companies. Need a job? Need an employee? JFC Staffing Companies. Locally owned and nationally ranked. With offices in Camp Hill, Harrisburg, Carlisle, York, Lancaster, and Chambersburg. Their website is jfcstaffing.com. Congratulations on a great season, Trinity, from your friends at JFC Staffing.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Welcome back. We are at the Giant Center. One quarter of basketball left here tonight as Trinity has a 15-point lead here starting the fourth quarter against Lancaster Mennonite in the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship.
Trinity led by a season-high 30 already for Tim Edwards. Austin Gilbertson with 8 of his 16 in that third quarter. Leading scorer for Lancaster Mennonite, Javon Terry, who has 15, only player in double digits for the Blazers.
Terry with it at the elbow, comes back out to Hurst, right side, looking underneath, inside, that is up and good by Stefanoski.
He's having a really nice game. Not a guy who's put up a ton of points this season. The season high was in the quarterfinals of the LLs against Mannheim Township when he had 18, but really most of the time, a guy who doesn't hit double digits.
Scarpelli to Good to Gilbertson. Looks around to the right wing, now heads down towards the baseline, but lost the dribble off of his heel, and the Blazers come away with it. Up court, Terry will jump into the lane, kicks it to Stefanowski, shot no good, rebound loose underneath. Stefanowski gets it, falling to the floor, passes it back out. There's a jumper in the lane by Rosas, is no good, and Gilbertson the rebound, and a foul called against Mennonite.
That'll be Terry's third. And the plot thickens a little bit for the Blazers, is down by 13, and now their main force on the inside has now evened up Sean Good's foul total. So now I think Good is a guy that you can go right back to now on the inside and try to use his height again.
Scarpelli down the floor, top of the key. Bounce pass over to Gilbertson, looking underneath. Good in the lane. Hall cutting down the lane, gets the pass, and the bank shot is good.
And Good is such a great passer out of the low block. Great awareness of where Marcus Hall was making that cut.
Terry in the right corner, comes back out. Gillespie looks for Hurst. Hurst, 17 feet out, comes out to Rosas. Now it's over to Terry. He'll try the three. It's good. Devon Terry with his second three of the game, 64-52. Lead cut to 12.
Only had six on the year coming into this one. Already has two of them tonight. His team high 18.
Scarpelli double-teamed out front, almost lost it, but is able to dribble away from the pressure. Has it out near center circle. Gilbertson over on the left side. Good top of the key. Looks for Edwards. Elbow left side. Scarpelli over to Gilbertson, tries the three, bounces off the rim, and then over the backboard. So it'll be Mennonite ball. 12-point lead for Trinity. Going back to the semifinals, Lancaster Mennonite was down 10 with 7 to play against York Catholic. Beers hits a prayer three-pointer to put it into overtime, and they win in double overtime. But it's a much taller task here against Trinity. Here's Terry fighting his way to the baseline, puts it off the glass and good. That was a hard shot.
I love his game, and he matches the 20 he had in the earlier meeting between these squads. He can take it outside, he can take it inside, and using the glass with a kiss.
A lot of spin on that shot to get it to go. Good. Top of the key, tries a pass underneath, and it's batted around, finally picked up by the Shamrocks. That is Edwards down there, and he'll get fouled, go to the line to shoot two. Again, Edwards with 30 on the night, he'll get a chance to add to that here.
Now, and this is where Trinity really hurts people, because you have Good with his size that you have to match up with a big, no matter where he is on the floor. And that means that Edwards will normally get the second best post defender down low for another opposing team. And one thing that Timmy Edwards has on the inside, man, his footwork is sublime on the interior. He does a great job of posting up, creating his own shots, and getting position.
Both shots are good for Edwards, so he's got 32 on the game. 66-54. Here is Rosas down the lane, no good.
Presence of Good affected that one. He looked for the shot blocker, and he didn't put up the shot he normally would.
And Good gets the rebound, and Shamrocks in the front court. It's Gilbertson, and it's going to be a foul called against Gillespie. A lot of contact at first. Then Gilbertson goes down to the ground, actually dribbled it into the backcourt, and then they bail him out with the foul on Gillespie.
And Coach Jeff Groff's over there just having a conversation quietly with the official right now. He disagrees vehemently with that call, and I understand why. There was no call when there was heavy contact, and it was more like a bailout when Gilbertson got stuck near the midcourt line. It would have been in the backcourt.
First shot, front end, the 1-1 is good. 67-54. Shamrocks by 13.
It's a tough thing, too, with how they've been blowing the whistles in this game. They've established they're not going to call things necessarily with a lot of contact.
Second shot, no good. Edwards gets the rebound, though. His putback attempt is no good. Hurst the rebound for the Blazers.
Stefanowski got a piece of that, too.
Down through all the traffic, right to the bucket goes Carter Hurst. Nice take and bucket, 67-56. Shamrock lead is 11. 4:40 to play. Scarpelli into the front court. Leaning into Rosas the whole way. Comes back out to Gilbertson. Good top of the key. Scarpelli. Right wing. Gilbertson at the top. Good. Over on the right side. Hall right wing. Hall one dribble. Bounce pass. Gilbertson takes the three. It's good. Nothing but net. for Austin Gilbertson. 70-56. Timeout taken. We'll step out as well. 4:16 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Trinity 70, Lancaster Mennonite 56. Back after this on WMSS.
Klein Law Office of New Cumberland has been representing businesses and individuals throughout South Central Pennsylvania since 1990. Klein Law Office handles real estate, wills and estates, business law, and criminal defense. Attorney Rob Klein is a 1983 Trinity graduate, and he congratulates the Shamrocks on a great season. That's Klein Law Office on Bridge Street in New Cumberland at 770-2540. That's 770-2540.
Trinity High School will be holding an open house for potentially interested students and their families on Sunday, March 19th, from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Trinity is located at 3601 Simpson Ferry Road, Camp Hill. You can reach Devin Bond at 761-1116 for more information. This message brought to you by Daily Express, proud Trinity supporters.
This is WMSS Middletown, your number one source for local.
The number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
For 16 left in the fourth quarter, as Trinity leads Lancaster Mennonite 70-56 here for the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship. Hurst across midcourt for the Blazers. Top of the key. Goes over to Terry. Again to drive. Puts it up and in. And he's going to draw the foul.
All I'm going to tell you, Steve, is I love his game. Absolutely love just how strong Javon Terry is taking the ball to the basket. Picks up the foul, but not against Good, who was defending against him that time.
Scarpelli.
Scarpelli was the guy who tried to step in and take a charge, and it didn't work.
And Terry hits the free throw.
I think the key right now for Mennonite, they have to make the Shamrocks sweat. I don't think Trinity all night long, since that early first quarter advantage, I don't think they've felt concerned yet.
Scarpelli, nice dish to Good, and he hits it on the backside. 6 points for Good, 72-59, Trinity back up by 13. Cutting down the lane is Hurst, reverse layup is good at the other end for Mennonite.
Great job of using the rim itself to stop the shot blocker. Gets the clear look.
Gilbertson into the front court, passes it off to Good. Good lost it momentarily, but Hall able to corral it. Now it's stolen away. Blazers with the basketball. Gillespie gets the steal to Beers, up court to Hurst. He'll drive right into the paint, floats it up. That's no good. Rebound underneath. Terry is going to be fouled, but Good blocked the shot. So it'll be two shots at the line, and who do they get the foul on here?
They're going to get
good.
Gilbertson.
Yeah. Say Good got the block clean up top. It's going to be Javon Terry at the line. 5 for 5 at the stripe here tonight.
You got to get this thing down to about 6. I think 6 is the number that you... And correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think they've been there since the first quarter. I think they got as close as maybe 7 or 8. But if you get within 2 possessions, then all of a sudden, now Trinity might have to worry about some things.
Second shot, no good. Rebound tip, though, and it's going to be Beers that comes down with it.
Great job by Gillespie. Knew he wasn't going to get the rebound, just swatted it out of the hands of the guy underneath who had it for Trinity.
Bounce pass over to Rosas. He'll take a deep three. It's good. Richie Rosas with about a 24-footer, and now it's 7-72-65. Gilbertson into the front court. He'll drive right down the lane. He lost it, and it's saved and run out of bounds by Hurst. Up court, here comes Rosas. Going to the bucket is Gillespie, puts it up and in.
We got a game now and a 30-second timeout from Trinity as a result. Yeah, the one thing that you have sometimes with Austin Gilbertson, you love his aggressive nature, you love the way he attacks the game. But in situations like this, he still thinks there's a shot clock. And he takes that ball, and there's no reason at that point up 7. You want to slow things down. The other team has the momentum. There's no reason at that point to take the ball strong into the basket and instead loses the ball in the way as he goes into traffic. Quick transition opportunity the other way. 8-0 run for Mennonite. and it's a 5-point game just like that. Still plenty of time left to go. I don't know that we really felt after that first quarter that this was going to be a game. A lot of credit to this scrappy Lancaster Mennonite Blazers team for continuing to fight and claw and scratch and get in this one.
Trinity gets the ball inbounds. By the way, the closest it was since that first quarter was 7. It was 37-30 late in the second quarter. So now here's going to be a foul out front by Gillespie, his fourth. And that'll put Gilbertson to the line here with 2:33 left. Is that foul 9 or 10? Did they put it on the board?
It should be 9.
Yeah, so it's going to be 1-1. And this is going to be Austin Gilbertson. He is 4-for-6 at the stripe. First one is no good. And the rebound by Beards. So the Blazers with the basketball down 5 here as Hurst, top of the key, comes over to Gillespie. Gillespie into the paint. Dumps it off to Beers, rotating over to the right. Back top of the key, Terry gets around good, and there's going to be a foul out front. And
they got him this time.
Yeah, this is going to be good. And it's a 1-1 opportunity.
It's that quick first step from Terry, the pump fake. It was only 16 fouls, though, yeah. So a non-shooting foul. But 4 fouls now against Sean Good.
Hurst looking to get it inbounds. Gillespie takes the 3. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound Rosas, and he will get fouled.
That's good, and he's done.
Yeah.
Rosas sneaking underneath, and as he did so, Rosas was able to sneak behind Good, didn't see him there, and just instinctively reached for the block and got a piece of the arm on the way up. They were trying to get him out of the game. Booker was sitting at the scorer's table. They were about a half a second too late to get him there on the last break, and it ends up costing Sean Good. He's done for the rest of the night.
Richie Rose is at the line, 61% on the year, but he misses the first one. Big miss there.
And second half rebounds, Steve, have been a factor. Mennonite 14-10 advantage.
Second shot, Rosas. That is also no good. Rebound, though, is grabbed by Beers. Around it goes. Rosas will try the 3. That's good!
Yeah, why bother taking a shot from 15 when you can step out from 5 more feet?
72-70. The Trinity lead has shrunk to 2. Gilbertson into the front court. It's long. Comes back to Edwards. Edwards over to Booker. 1:45 on the clock. Shamrocks by 2. Gilbertson out near center circle. Spins around, comes to the right side. Now to the top of the key, spinning down a lane. Puts it up. Finger roll is good.
That is clutch from Austin Gilbertson. Whirling Dervish Moon in the lane.
Hurst with the basketball in the front court. Mennonite now down 4. He'll drive down the left side of the lane. Puts it up. No good. Too strong. Rebound is grabbed by Edwards, and Trinity will slow it down here with 1:15 to go, and the Rocks up 4.
And also in the double bonus, so no need to really hurry things along. Force Mennonite to foul you here.
Gilbertson, bounce pass, over to Long, down to the baseline, back to Gilbertson on the right wing. Gillespie's on him, and he's got 4 fouls, so he really can't foul. Over to Hall. Long, Rosas is on him. Trying to dribble away from the pressure, gets a screen, comes back over to Gilbertson. 48 seconds on the clock. Trinity by 4 with the basketball. Beers out on Gilbertson now. Gilbertson trying to drive in, kicks it over to Long in the corner. Back out it goes to Edwards, and now finally there's going to be the foul. That's going to be Rosas, I believe, getting the foul. And it's going to put Timmy Edwards to the line.
First of all, they took too long. Second of all, they didn't have a strategy for who they wanted to foul.
Yeah, Marcus Hall had the ball at one point.
Yep.
I thought he was going to get clubbed.
That's the scouting you have to do, although Edwards misses the front end, and this is now, I believe, 3 straight misses from the line from Trinity here in the fourth quarter.
Yep, first one was no good. 4-point lead for Trinity here, 74-70. 36 seconds left. Make it a 5-point lead as Edwards hits the second, 75-70. Here come the Blazers. Hurst into the front court. Top of the key. Hands it off to Terry. Beers. Gillespie at the top. Over to Hurst. Takes the shot. Has to pick up a screen, and it's going to be a reach-in foul. That's Booker trying to reach in.
Big mistake there. because I don't think Mennonite really had a good grasp of how much time was left in the game. In most gyms that these players would play at, the scoreboard is somewhere visible. Now, there's a clock over top.
Her first shot is good.
There's a clock over top of the basket, but I don't think either team, it's not a normal look for a high school player to be looking over top of the basket for where the shot is, for how much time is left in the game. This is the two times in this game where Mennonite has looked completely lost on how much time is left. No sense of urgency.
But Hurst makes the second one as well. 75-72, a one-possession game. Trinity inbounds the ball quickly, and a foul is called as it's going to be Matt Long going to the line to shoot two.
There's a reason that Matt Long is in the game. It's because they have to trust him at this point with decisions with the ball, but also from the line. A cool customer out there has not scored in the game since the first half when he hit a three.
Rosas the foul. Long, 67% on the season, misses the first.
Good rotation, just a little bit too strong.
75-72. Right now it's a one-possession game here with 19 seconds left. Long, second offering. That is also no good. The Blazers have the ball. They got the rebound. It's going to be Terry handing it off to Hurst across midcourt. Hurst to the top of the key. Kicks it down in the corner. Here's a three-pointer to tie it from Beers. It's no good. Rebound, Gillespie brings it back out. Rosas, Gillespie from the wing for three. Off the rim, no good, and that will do it. Trinity holds on to win this ballgame, 75-72, and almost a subdued celebration over on the Trinity sideline as they... No, they just escaped this game with the District 3 AAA Boys Championship.
They had this game in hand, and a game effort from the Blazers down the stretch, but credit at the very end there for Trinity, allowing nothing uncontested around the arc. Everything, a hand in a face, everyone had somebody contested, so there was no easy look. And even though they didn't clear the rebounds underneath, they were still able to make sure that nobody got a clean look at the basket in trying to tie this game up. They survive. They know it. They take that deep breath, and then they get the spoils of a championship. So I think the smiles will come once the realization is there that, yeah, the game's over, and we've got it.
So for the fourth year in a row, this Trinity boys basketball team, they are district champions the last 3 years in AA, this year in the new six classification system, this year in AAA. We'll take timeout. Again, our final score here tonight, it is Trinity 75, Lancaster Mennonite 72. Back with post-game show after this. This is Shamrocks Basketball on WMSS.
This Trinity game is brought to you in part by JFC Staffing Companies. Need a job? Need an employee? JFC Staffing Companies. Locally owned and nationally ranked. With offices in Camp Hill, Harrisburg, Carlisle, York, Lancaster, and Chambersburg. Their website is jfcstaffing.com. Congratulations on a great season, Trinity, from your friends at JFC Staffing.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics. Klein Law Office of New Cumberland has been representing businesses and individuals throughout South Central Pennsylvania since 1990. Klein Law Office handles real estate, wills and estates, business law, and criminal defense. Attorney Rob Klein is a 1983 Trinity graduate, and he congratulates the Shamrocks on a great season. That's Klein Law Office on Bridge Street in New Cumberland at 770-2540. That's 770-2540.
Trinity High School will be holding an open house for potentially interested students and their families on Sunday, March 19th, from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Trinity is located at 3601 Simpson Ferry Road, Camp Hill. You can reach Devin Bond at 761-1116 for more information. This message brought to you by Daily Express, proud Trinity supporters.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, and John Wilsbach here on the post-game show where Trinity holds on here to beat Lancaster Mennonite by a final score of 75-72 in a game where Trinity never trailed in this game at all. They led 2-0. It was 2-2. And then after that, Mennonite was playing from behind the whole game. At times, it was 13, 14 points, but they battled back. They had a big, about an 8, maybe 10-0 run in late in the fourth quarter there to pull it within 3. They had the basketball and had a couple shots at it, but couldn't knock down that last 3, and the Shamrocks hold on and win the District 3 championship.
Well, the biggest factor in the game really was Timmy Edwards getting out to such a great start in that first quarter, 14 points in that first quarter play, and with him basically not missing anything in that first quarter and just being able to score at will around the interior, it took an entire quarter for Mennonite to adjust. And by that time, the die had been cast. And they fought valiantly, trying to come back in this basketball game, but at the end of the day, Trinity had just enough to outlast them down the stretch. These are going to be two very good representatives, though, from District 3 going into the AAA bracket, and a couple teams that I don't think anybody wants to look at opposing them somewhere in the state tournament.
Trying to figure out who the District 12 teams are. There are 6 of them in AAA. I think I know what the order is. So I believe that Trinity's opponent will be Parkway Center City. I believe they're the 6th place team. Regardless, it's going to be around here. It'll be close to a home game for Trinity. The game that looms for them in the second round, though, is 12-2. And that's either Del Valle Charter or Newman Gretti. Most people would expect Newman Gretti to beat them this Saturday and be the first seed out of District 12. But Del Valle Charter is also a good team.
Good team, yeah. And that's why Trinity, at the beginning of this season, went out and they scheduled as tough a competition as they possibly could because they knew they needed to see different types of styles of basketball, because once you hit the state tournament, you're going to see a team one week that tries to go end-to-end with you, and the next game you play, it's going to be somebody who tries to keep the game under 30. And Trinity right now has just been awarded their medals and are celebrating with the championship trophy in front of us here at Center Court.
By the way, they're the AAA games will be Friday, Tuesday, as the state playoffs start. So Trinity will next be in action next Friday. So we'll take another timeout. When we come back, we'll try to get some post-game interviews here from Trinity's district championship victory. Again, our final score here is Trinity 75, Lancaster Mennonite 72. Back after this, this is Shamrocks Basketball on WMSS.
This Trinity game is brought to you in part by JFC Staffing Companies. Need a job? Need an employee? JFC Staffing Companies. Locally owned and nationally ranked. With offices in Camp Hill, Harrisburg, Carlisle, York, Lancaster, and Chambersburg, their website is jfcstaffing.com. Congratulations on a great season, Trinity, from your friends at JFC Staffing.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has 2 automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has 3 self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Klein Law Office of New Cumberland has been representing businesses and individuals throughout South Central Pennsylvania since 1990. Klein Law Office handles real estate, wills and estates, business law, and criminal defense. Attorney Rob Klein is a 1983 Trinity graduate, and he congratulates the Shamrocks on a great season. That's Klein Law Office on Bridge Street in New Cumberland at 770-2540. That's 770-2540.
Trinity High School will be holding an open house for potentially interested students and their families on Sunday, March 19th, from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. Trinity is located at 3601 Simpson Ferry Road, Camp Hill. You can reach Devin Bond at 761-1116 for more information. This message brought to you by Daily Express, proud Trinity supporters.
Welcome back to the Giant Center. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, John Wilsbach here as well. Trinity claims the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship 75-72 over Lancaster Mennonite. Again, in a game where Trinity came out early in the first quarter. Timmy Edwards doing all the damage, and they got up by about 10. They were up by 13 at the end of the first quarter, and they were actually up by 15 after three quarters, but Mennonite came storming back in that fourth quarter. At one point, it was a 14-2 run is what got them close there in the end.
And well, we said they had to scare them.
Yeah.
You have to at least get close enough to make Trinity sweat. And when they did, Trinity did some uncharacteristic things. Attacked a little bit too much at one point. Coach Kosselek had to call a timeout to calm them down. They missed some foul shots that were very important in allowing them to come back in this game. But at the end, it was too much here for Trinity as they were able to hold on. We're going to be joined by Timmy Edwards, who is coming to us right now. And we'll bring Timmy on with us. We'll let a guy who put up 33 points in tonight's game take a seat here and relax. Timmy, a tremendous game for you and also, of course, for your team. But early on in this game, it just seemed like you were getting all sorts of opportunities, taking the ball to the basket and getting some nice looks from your teammates.
Yeah, my teammates did a really good job of finding me the ball, and I just executed and finished well tonight.
It really seemed like it was important for you guys to jump out on top. Was there anything that you guys saw, especially since you had already played this team earlier this year, where you knew them, you knew what to expect, that you were able to run your stuff early to perfection?
Yeah, I mean, we just did what the game plan was, and that was to get the ball inside, take it inside out, and we did a really good job of doing that.
I think one of the advantages you also have is because your inside game is so smooth. You've got great footwork on the inside, but a lot of times because you've got Sean Good, who's a great passer out of the low block, but he will take that biggest guy, the top post defender, gives you some good matchups sometimes too.
Yeah. It's really a blessing to have him. He's huge, and not only on the offensive end does he help, really on the defensive end too. He's great, so.
You got to give this opponent some credit, too, because it would be really easy, down 15 going in the fourth quarter against a team they'd already lost to by 25 earlier this year, to stop.
Yeah.
But, man, they made you guys sweat at the end.
Yeah, that was real tough. They're a real good team, and they really shot the ball, and credit to them for coming back.
How much does it mean to you guys to continue this legacy for Trinity of being so successful in the district basketball playoffs?
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, that's, I think, number like 16 in our program, and that's four for me, Austin, and Marcus, so it's huge.
That's the second class, I believe.
For Marcus, yeah.
The second class that had all four from freshman to senior years.
Yeah, it is, like 30-some years,
It's the second time that they've gone four in a row.
Yep.
Unbelievable stuff. And now the next thing for you guys is the state tournament. How long do you expect to celebrate before, I mean, honestly, is Coach going to let you guys celebrate it all?
No, we're right back to work. we're probably going to practice tomorrow and just get ready for our next opponent.
Well, congratulations. 33 points a season high. Is that a career high as well?
Yeah, it is, yep.
Career high, and what a time to do it.
Yep.
And you guys needed pretty much every one of them tonight. So, Timmy Edwards, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Timmy Edwards here on the post-game show, and you know, Trinity, yet another championship. And let's look at our post-game statistics here. Edwards with 33 to lead the way. Austin Gilbertson had 22 as well. Outside of that, the other guys from Trinity didn't throw a lot of points in, but they had some key contributions here. Sean Good with 6 points before fouling out, 4 points each for Marcus Hall and Mike Scarpelli, 3 each for Matt Long and for Jack Booker. For Mennonite, Javon Terry was impressive tonight. I love his game. 24 points tonight inside. Richie Rosas came in with 17 as well, including 8 in that mad scramble at the end for Mennonite to get back into this one. Carter Hurst was also in double digits. We said before the game, he saves his best scoring games for the big ones. His previous high scoring game was 11. Had one against Mechanicsburg, had against Lancaster Catholic. Two of the best teams they've played this year. This Trinity team qualifies as well. He had 10 tonight in double digits. And so was Timmy Stefanoski, who had 10 points. So four guys in double digits for Lancaster Mennonite. I'm sure if you asked Coach Jeff Groff before the game, if he had that sort of balanced scoring, what he thought was going to happen, he would have liked his chances, and they were just shy tonight. 7 points for John Gillespie, 2 each for Isaac Beers and for Cole Forte, as Mennonite, a very deserving runner-up, because they really acquitted themselves well on this evening.
All right, we'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll look at the state tournament and what these teams will be up to come next Friday. Again, our final score here tonight, it was Trinity 75, Lancaster Mennonite 72. Back one final time after this. This is Shamrock Basketball on WMSS.
This Trinity game is brought to you in part by JFC Staffing Companies. Need a job? Need an employee? JFC Staffing Companies. Locally owned and nationally ranked. With offices in Camp Hill, Harrisburg, Carlisle, York, Lancaster, and Chambersburg. Their website is jfcstaffing.com. Congratulations on a great season, Trinity, from your friends at JFC Staffing.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has 2 automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has 3 self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Klein Law Office of New Cumberland has been representing businesses and individuals throughout South Central Pennsylvania since 1990. Klein Law Office handles real estate, wills and estates, business law, and criminal defense. Attorney Rob Klein is a 1983 Trinity graduate, and he congratulates the Shamrocks on a great season. That's Klein Law Office on Bridge Street in New Cumberland at 770-2540. That's 770-2540.
Welcome back one final time here to the Giant Center, where Trinity beat Lancaster Mennonite tonight 75-72 for the District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship. And I don't think it's a far stretch to say that I think that Coach Kosolak was aiming a little higher this year with all the other teams that he brought in on his schedule.
No question.
He was looking at, you know, who they were going to eventually run into, and it's going to be, as usual now, the District 12 teams. The Philly teams, since coming in to the PIAA tournament, they have been very dominant, especially in the middle classifications, we'll say. And this year, AAA is going to feature Newman Goretti, Del Valle Charter, some of the bigger teams out of District 12 or the Philly area. So, and it looks like Trinity's going to get one of those two, probably second, as long as they can win their first game, which they will be favored against the sixth place team out of District 12.
Sure.
Who, again, I believe it's going to be Parkway Center City, either them or Strawberry Mansion, but I think Trinity will be fine in that game.
And it's not a, I mean, some people would hear the first name you send, who are they?
Yeah.
And you'd be right. The second name that they would hear is Strawberry Mansion. Some people remember Strawberry Mansion when Strawberry Mansion was one of the top teams in the state. This is not the same Strawberry Mansion program that was coming through probably about 10 years ago. So, you know, it's District 12, probably about 3 deep or so at this point in terms of some of their better teams, somewhere in that range as far as the top teams. But it's always a district that's going to be respected no matter who it is. That's why Coach Kosolak went out there and said, we got to make sure that our guys are tested, because he knew what he had with this team. And you look at this squad with Gilbertson as a senior, Edwards with the senior, Marcus Hall with the senior. You've got some key guys there who this is their last go-round, and they've done the district thing. They did it 3 straight times. It's time to look to that next step. So I think we talked about how the celebration was subdued at the end. It was sort of a been there, done that sort of thing. And, man, it's good that we got to the finish line and we took care of business no matter how close it was. It was a game Lancaster Mennonite team here tonight. But this team has other designs. They want to take it that next level. And to be honest with you, when you look at them right now, yes, it's going to be difficult and always is with the District 12 squads in there. But this team has everything that you're looking for if you're going to make that run all the way to the state title game.
Yeah, and the good thing for Trinity is they have uniform height.
Yes.
That is a good thing, and there are Edwards and Gilbertson, and they're certainly skilled. They can do it. They can do it all. They can drive to the bucket. They can shoot from the outside.
And they're not going to be intimidated by anybody. And we've seen over the years one of the biggest problems that teams have when they play the teams out of District 12 is the intimidation factor. And you know, 4 minutes halfway through that first quarter of any of these games, whether or not you're going to have a game or not, because if the District 12 team comes in and just starts getting up and down the floor and getting in the face and the team that they're playing against wilts under the pressure, then you're in for a long day when you're playing them. When you have a team like Trinity, I can't see that happening. It's not going to happen. To be honest with you, I think Mennonite has a good chance to do some things as well. So we'll see. But I think both these teams will represent the district well.
And let's remember one other thing. Trinity, it's not in their DNA to be – to be intimidated. I remember a game down at Southeast Philadelphia where Trinity and the Morris boys were on that team.
I remember the same one.
And they took it to Prep Charter
they
down
did.
There. Prep Charter went on to win a state title, but Trinity almost beat them down there, and they were not afraid of them.
Whenever you have seen District 3 and Trinity coming out and you see the game that knocks them out of the tournament, rest assured, that team is probably going to go a few more rounds and maybe be playing for a state championship, because it takes that sort of effort to eliminate this team every single year. It's going to take the same sort of effort to knock this team out, because they have something that very few teams do. They have a shot eraser on the inside and quality ball handling size, which is sometimes hard to find at the high school level.
Well, that's going to wrap up our coverage of high school basketball here tonight. Again, Trinity's next game will be next Friday against the sixth place team out of District 12. Our next game will be tomorrow night, the 4A Boys Basketball Championship game. Middletown and Lancaster Catholic will be on the air about 7:45. 8 o'clock is the scheduled tip-off time. John Wilsbach, Brian, and myself will be back for that one. So, for everyone involved with tonight's broadcast, for John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, our studio producer, Kayla Warhol, this is Steve Lee saying goodnight from the Giant Center. Again, our final score tonight, it was Trinity 75, Lancaster Mennonite 72. The Trinity Shamrocks are your District 3 AAA boys basketball champions. And you heard it live here on WMSS.
You've been listening to Trinity Basketball on WMSS. Tonight's game was brought to you by Klein Law Office, TJ's Car Wash, JFC Staffing, and Daily Express. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS and WMSSFM.com.